When the housing bubble burst, new construction slowed down considerably. One Michigan man who works as a paint contractor lost 80% of his business. So with the extra time on his hands, he decided to turn a hobby into a moneymaker. Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris has more.
Jerry Bowes has painted the insides of a lot of new McMansions. But recently, work has taken a huge hit, and he's had to lay off his two employees. But he has had more time to book jobs as a juggler. Bowes is setting up his show at the Grant Public Library. It's about 30 miles north of Grand Rapids. He cracks open what looks like a pirate chest.
And it's basically just my prop box. It's nice to have something a little bit mysterious that you take things out of. So I've got my clubs and knives and balls and crystal ball and gimmicks and thingamajigs in there that I pull out during the course of the show.
Bowes does all kinds of gigs for corporate events, parties, and schools. He's also performed with the Grand Rapids Symphony. Today's show is an after-school event for kids.
Hi, folks. So this is going to be like a live show with audience participation.
Within minutes, Bowes has half a dozen kids up on the stage. He's teaching them to balance peacock feathers on their fingertips.
Spread out a little bit, and just try balancing on your hands at first. Kind of get an idea of how it moves.
The kids are weaving around while balancing these feathers on their foreheads, feet, their elbows. The kids are so focused on their feathers, they barely miss crashing into one another. Bowes has actually been juggling since he was a kid.
I taught myself how to juggle when I was working at Woolworths in high school. I would kind of skip out on work a little bit and hide in the stacks down the basement. In the toy aisle, there were balls, and that's where I first taught myself how to juggle, dodge and work.
But now work is juggling, though it doesn't pay all of the bills.
Juggling has not replaced new construction, but it's become maybe a quarter of my work, and I'm glad for it.
Bowes says the juggling helps reduce his stress. It helps him focus and become one with the balls, as he likes to say.
Well, I have this theory that there are threads of interest in one's life that you weave back and forth through the course of your life. And so I've had interests in music and theater and juggling and public speaking. So I'm able to kind of put that all together in a little bit of a tapestry.
Bowes says he'll always keep up with juggling. In fact, he plans on making juggling a side business once he retires. But for now, Bowes hopes the jobs in new construction come back. He says he needs the money, and he'd love to be able to hire back his crew. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Norris.